Zegt het Babasu, Daf Samach Aleph, the top line of Daf Samach Aleph Hamid Aleph, we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah, and let's keep in mind that when someone sells something, they're really not happy about selling their assets, and therefore they generally will sell Ba'ayin Ra, and only sell what they must sell, and therefore generally, if there is a question if an item was included in a sale, the Lekech would have to prove that it was included, and the Lekech is Yad al-Atachtayna, and our Mishnah, as well as the next Mishnah, Daf Samach Dalid, and the Mishnah Daf Samach Hei, discuss what is included when Reuben sells the house to Shimon. Our Mishnah begins, Hamichas Habayis Lemoche Yatzia V'afopi Shepsuchel Teichai. Reuben sells a home to Shimon, so an extension to the house is not included in the sale. The Gemara will bring two different explanations as to exactly what the Mishnah means when he uses the term Yatzia. The Mishnah teaches us a Chiddush that even though this Yatzia opens directly into the house and is used with the same Ishtamshus as the house, it is still not included in the sale. And similarly, the Mishnah continues, V'leis HaChedesh L'fnim Menu, and a storage room that is in the back of the house is also not included, even though it's open into the house, and the way to get to this room is by walking through the house, as since the usage of this room is as a storage room, so it's not considered as part of this home or integral to the home. And our Mishnah continues, V'leis Agag Bizman Sheyesh Lemaika Gavoy Asar Tvachim, and if Reuven sells a house to Shimon, then if the rooftop area has a 10 tefach high gate that surrounds it, it is also not included in the sale, since it's considered a Makom Chashuv B'fnei Atzmoy, and is not Batal Agav the Bayis. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda states, "Im yesh leitzuras haPesach, afal pi she'in a gavoy asar tefachim einu macha." That even if the rooftop is not surrounded by 10 tefach high fence, but as long as it has its own doorway to access this rooftop, and you don't access the rooftop through a trapdoor in the ceiling of the lower level, then it is also a makom chashuv and is not included in the sale. And the Gemara begins, "My yitzia." What does the term yitzia refer to in our Mishnah? And the Gemara brings two different definitions. Hocha tagimu after that in Bavel they defined it as an extension that is attached to the side or back of the house. It's not a very high building, and it's a lower type of structure, and even though the bayis and the yitzia are used for the same tashmish, however, since it's lemaisa, a separate structure, it's not included in the sale. Keep in mind that at the end of Mcheska Batim on Daf Samach and Aleph, the Gemara asked Mayaliyah, and the Gemara responded after, and Rashbam used the term yitzia, but certainly the definition on Daf Samach and Aleph refers to the creation of a loft space and not to a completely separate extension. But certainly our Mishnah is discussing a completely separate extension, and as Rabbeinu Geshem states, that after the Hachal, loikahu after the Seif Chesrabatim, and our Gemara continues with a second definition. However, as the Gemara states, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Bidka Chalila, it is similar to a pergola, which is a structure with a lot of open windows, and is made for beauty and for air, and the reason why it's called a Bidka Chalila is because it has so many open windows, and therefore it's mainly hollow. And the Gemara continues and brings an afkamina as to these two definitions, as Lamanda Oma after Le Mizdavna, Koshkin Bitka Khalila Le Mizdavna. However, Lamanda Oma Bitka Khalila Aval after Mizdavna, that according to Bnei Bavel, that even a room that is used for the exact use of the house, that is not included. So certainly a pergola, which is made Lenoi and to cool off and not used in a similar manner as a home, is definitely not included in the sale. However, according to Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef holds specifically a pergola isn't included in the sale, but if someone sells a home, they would include an extension or an after, since it's completely enclosed, just like a house, and therefore its usage is extremely similar to the usage of a house, and certainly that would be included in the sale of the home. And the Gemara continues that although we had a question as to what the term Yitzia refers to in our Mishnah, but certainly the Torah discusses an extension or an added structure in regard to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara therefore continues to discuss the names of this type of a structure. And before we continue, let's point out that the structure and architecture of Bayis Rishon that was built by Shlomo HaMelech is discussed in Malachim Aleph, and the structure of Bayis Shlishi, Sheibonim B'mhei Remenu, is discussed in Sefer Yecheskel, and around the Heichal, which was a large building-like structure that contained the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, there were 11 small buildings, 5 on the north, 5 on the south, and one structure on the west of the Heichal, which is, of course, in back of the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the back of the Beis HaMikdash, and each of these buildings had 3 stories for a total of 33 rooms. And as Rashbam explains, that each level of these small buildings were different sizes, as the rooms on the lowest level was only 5 amos wide. However, the inner dimensions of the rooms on the middle level was 6 amos wide, and the inner dimensions of the rooms on the upper level was 7 amos wide. And as Rashbam explains, that it didn't make them even. And as Rashbam brings from a pasuk and as by making any holes in the walls of these rooms, it would weaken the structure. And the Gemara continues, Tony Rabbi Yosef, Shalom Shemis Yesh Mishloi that these rooms had three names, Yetzia, Sela, and Tar. And let us see the top Tesis on the Amid, Diva Maschel, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Gimel Shemi Seishla, Yetzia, Sela, Vitar. And Tesis explains that Rabbi Yosef is not talking about our Mishnah, as a Yetzia de Krakai, Rabbi Yosef is discussing the word Yetzia and the rooms that were created in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yetzia de Mastisin, Kfar Pirish Rabbi Yosef Gufei, David Bikr Chalila, the Yetzia de Beis HaMikdash, Le Mitzin, Bishim Makam, She also Kimin Chalainais. The Gemara continues that where do we see that these rooms were he called Yetzia, as Yetzia de Chsev, as the Pasuk, Benegei Shleim HaMelech, in Malachim Aleph, Benegei Beis Rishon states, Hayetzia Tachtoina, Chomish Ba'am Rachba, that the lower room of the structure was 5 Amis wide, and the Pasuk actually continues, Vatichoina, Shesh Ba'am Rachba, and then the middle level was 6 Amis wide, Vashlishis, and the third level, meaning the upper level, was Sheva Ba'am Rachba, was 7 Amis wide, Kimigrois, Nosla Ba'is, Savav Chutza, Levilte Achoiz, Bekirus HaBayis, and as we explained, that they wanted to make sure that they had a place for the beams to lie, and the beams didn't go into the walls, and that would weaken the structure. Gemara continues that how do you know that these rooms were called a tzela, as tzela d'chsev, as the Pasukim Yecheskel states, v'atzeloi tzela el tzela shalosh u'shloshim pabim, and there were many rooms that surrounded a heichal, and as we explained, there were 33 total rooms, u'boyis bekir asher l'bayis latzeloi saviv saviv liyas achuzim lo yiyu achuzim bekir abayis, and the Rishonim are bothered that how do we know that the Yetzia that it speaks about in Malachim Aleph is the same thing as the tzela that is spoke about in Yecheskel. Rashbam explains that the pashas of this pasuk that is talking about the same rooms that we spoke about by Bayis Rishon and Ayin Taisis Diyo Masul about Tzeloi Tzela Tzela V'Ksib Bahai Kro Blo Yo Achuzim B'Kiris HaBayis Over Kroi Di Yetzia Ksiv Levilte Achuz B'Kiris HaBayis Shema Amino the Tzela V'Yetzia Chadu, that since it speaks about the same idea that the beams should not be placed within the walls, instead each room should be indented and the beams for the next level should sit on the roof of the previous level, so therefore we see that's talking about the same idea and the same place in the Beis HaMikdash. Finally, the Gemara states, Tadirsiv, how do we know that this is Yetzia and the Tzela is also called a Tar, as the Pasuk in Yecheskel also states, V'atar kone echad oirech v'kone echad reichev u'bein atoyim chamish amis. The Pasuk tells us that each room was 6 amis long and 6 amis wide, and between each one of these rooms there were 5 amis. Rashbam states, kone echad oirech hainu shesh amis, that the word kone refers to 6 amis, shekim midas ha-kone kone v'farish b'yecheskel, and we know that the midah of a reed is 6 amis, as it explains in Yecheskel, v'yitziyat tichonikoyed ha-v'sheish amis, and over here we're talking about the middle room, which as we mentioned, its inner dimensions was 6 amis square. And the Gemara continues, v'yibayis emar, or I could tell you that our bekar, that the same room that's called the Yetzia and the Tzela is also called a Tar, mehacha, that we see it from a Mishnah, Mesechtas Midos, as when the Mishnah is discussing the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's going from east to west, so the Mishnah states, koysal ha-hichal sheish, at the back wall of the Hichel, which was right outside of the base Kachay HaKadoshim, was 6 amis wide, Vatashesh, and then this back room, which was an extension that was behind the west wall of the Beis HaMikdash, the inner dimension was 6 amis wide. Finally, Kaisel HaTochamish, the outer wall of this extension was 5 amis wide. And Ainin Taisa Dibel Maschel Vatashesh, that Taisa points out, B'tichayin Ayri, that the Mishnah Mesechus Midas is defining for us the size of the middle level room, as we explained, was 6 amis wide, and as Taisa continues, and as we already explained, that the inner dimensions of the bottom level room was only 5 amis wide. However, four lines on the bottom of Taisa states, for Yishal Farish, and we could also explain that since Masechtas Midas is talking about Bayis Sheni and not talking about Bayis Rishon or Bayis Shlishi, so the Bayis Sheni, that it could be that although in Bayis Rishon the lower level was only 5 amis wide, but in Bayis Sheni the inner dimensions of the lower level room was 6 amis wide. And Taisa points out it is possible that there was a difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, and therefore Taisa ends off, Umitzin Lameima, the Chosh of Shapil Lamata, and therefore it's possible to say that Mishnah Mesechtas Midas is actually talking about the bottom level, which of course would make more sense that the Mishnah would be discussing the measurements and dimensions of the ground level. And Taisa bothered that we just brought a Pasuk in Yecheskel to show that this room is called a Tar, and why would we bring a Raya for a Mishnah Mesechtas Midas? And as Taisa states, Tamil Rabbi Tam Uluri, the Basakra Maisi Mishnah, David Kama Yehuda Vaidlikra, which is a question that the Gemara is in Mesechtas Kedushin. Ayin Taisa states, Vaimari, the Hostel Kapid Allah Loshin Vaid, that the only reason why the Gemara in Mesechtas Kedushin asked the question is because the Gemara brought another Raya and it stated Vaid instead of saying Vibayisema, Avalhachad Lekama Vaid, Asi Shaper, but over here where the Gemara didn't say Va'oid, and instead used Lashon V'Oid Ba'Yisema, that is not a problem. And we find this Lashon, and we find this concept in many places, as we find in Masechet Baba Kama, Dov is there, Kasa B'Tariya, V'Shonim B'Nevim, U'Mishul B'Kruvim, V'Shonim B'Mishnah, and therefore we're just bringing multiple Rayas, and there wouldn't be an issue with that. The Gemara now continues on Mazutra. Mazutra states, V'Hu Dehave Abor Amais, that even though on Mishnah we stated, HaMech Sabayis, Loi Machi Yetzia, V'Afal Pishu, P'such Lotechai, however, Zok Mazutra, the only time that we said it's not included is only when this room would be at least 4x4 Amais, and this way it's a Makam Chashu B'Fnei Atzmai. However, it would be a room that's smaller than that, then since it's not a Makam Chashu B'Fnei Atzmai, so therefore it would be a bottle to the bias, and it would be included in the sale. And Amalei Ravino Mazutra, L'Dechad Amit Adhave Abba Amais, according to you that states that the only way that's not included in the sale is if it's a Makam Chashu and it's 4 Amais by 4 Amais, so Al-Me'ata Gabi Bar Detran, L'Chayr B'Negeda Din Bar, that's stated in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet, which is a continuation of our Mishnah, as a Mishnah stated HaMech Sabayis Lein Machi Yitzia, and that Mishnah continues and says that if Reuven sold a house to Shimon, and in his house he had a bar, then Loyes HaBar V'Loyes HaDus, then Reuven did not include the bar or the dus, meaning a pit or a cistern, in the sale either, Afal Pi Shekasloi Imkav Reima, even if Reuven specifically wrote in the deed that he's selling Shimon the entire house, including the depth and the height of the house, and even so, you don't include the bar and dus. Therefore, Ravina Es Mazutra, Hachinami, would you say in that case as well, Yehava Abau Amis in Eloi Loi, that the only way that you don't include the bar and dus is only if the dimension of the bar and dus is 4 Amis by 4 Amis, but if it would be smaller than 4 Amis by 4 Amis, then it would be included in the sale. But Lemaisa, a standard bar and dus, is much smaller than this area of 4 by 4 Amis. Therefore, certainly the Mishnah meant to exclude that even though Reuven sells a house to Shimon, he doesn't include a bar and dus, and even if it's smaller than 4 by 4, and therefore L'chira, how can you say that in our case, where the Mishnah tells us that the only way that you don't include the Yetzia is only if it's 4 by 4. And let us see the Rashbam and Diba Maschel Afal Pi Shekosavloi Bayezani Meichelecha V'Oim Kavroimo to L'Oslo Buye El Aliyasu Maikel V'Kakri Sabayis. Now although that Lashon is coming to include something, it only includes Aliyas and Maikel and Kakri Sabayis Shemotza Meichel Lach Botach Sabayis L'Kech Ma'akavolov, that the Meichel sells all of the dirt underneath the house, and the Meichel can't say that I still have right to go and dig below the house. For example, if there are natural resources below the house, Shimon gave up those rights to the Lekeach. However, Lemaisa, he doesn't sell the Barvedus, and therefore, Ravina Es Mazutra, Hakanami Gab Barvedus, Yavidal Amis Enimacho, be loy loy choshe b'fnei atzma, and Mizdavim b'hadi bayis, bitmiya, v'alei stam bar, loy have abba amis reichav, the bar kotsu, as the definition of a bar, is something which is very narrow. The Gemara continues that Mazutra responds, Hachi Hashtar, you can't compare our case to the case of a Barvedus, as Hasam, Hotash Mishtaluchud, Vahotash Mishtaluchud, that Benegeya, Barvedus, that each of the Tashmishin are very different, and therefore certainly even though Bar and Dus are not Chosh B'Pnei Atzmai and they're a smaller area, but they have a completely different Tashmish than the Bayis, and certainly that's not included in the sale, even though it's much smaller and even though it's not a Makam Chosh B'Pnei Atzmai. However, Hocha in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated Meich Zabayis Le'Mach Yitzia, Idi V'Idi Chod Tashmishtahi, the Bayis and the Yitzia serve the same purpose. Therefore, Yehavi Da'ud Amis Choshev V'Yloi Loi Choshev, that if the extension is at least 4 Amis square, and therefore it's considered a Makam Chosh B'Pnei Atzmai, and therefore certainly Reuven did not include in the sale. However, if it's smaller than that, then since it had the exact same Tashmish as the Bayis, then Reuven included it in the sale. And as Rashbam states, Bar Vidus Tashmish Tolchud, Shamukim Heim V'Tashmish Tolmayim, U'Bayis Tashmish Tolchud, L'Figach Einim B'Chlal Bayis, Afagav Loi Havidal Amis. However, Ben Geir Amish No, Avi Yitzir Bayis, Chod Tashmish Tolchave, Hu Makam Dira, and if this Yitzir is smaller than 4 Amis by 4 Amis, then Loi Choshev, and as Rashbam states, U'Botel Gabi Bayis. And Ritva explains that the Gemara couldn't have responded that in the Chinami, in the next Mishnah, when it speaks about a bar, we're only talking about a bar that is 4 Amis square, as Dr. Rashbam, Dar Stam Bar, Shehu B'Stam Bayis, in a Teifas Ayseh Shel Dal Amis, Ki Stam Bayis, in Bo El Dal Amis, as if it's in the house, and the house itself is only 4 Amis by 4 Amis, so therefore, the bar had to be much smaller. V'afilu B'batim Reilim Sh'Islam Yitzim Shel Dal Amis, in Islam Bar Shel Dal Amis, Ayin Sham. Ritvar also says that the Gemara really could have explained that the reason why B'negei Bar, there is no difference if the bar is Dal Al Dalid or less than Dal Al Dalid, is because the Maisa, even though a bar is smaller than an area of 4 by 4 Amis, is still Chazir L'Tashmishtei, and you can still go and take water out of it, and therefore it's considered a Makam Chosher B'fnei Atzmai. And therefore you can't compare it to Yetzirah, that if it's less than 4 amis by 4 amis wide, it's not considered a makom choshev, and it's not very easy to use a room that's less than 4 amis by 4 amis. And the Ritva explains that in a chanami, the Gemara could have given this teretz, however, v'chodim etarti nakala, or the kavasa betamud etuva, ayin sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, v'lo yisachedesh lefnimin menu, when Reuven sells the house to Shimon, he doesn't include the cheder, and even though it's just within the house, and the only way to get to that storage room is only by walking through the home. And the Gemara asks, Hashi Yisir, Loi Mizdavin, Chadim Mibayi, that Lecher was the Chiddush of the Mishnah. If we said that you don't include a Yitzir, which is very similar to a house, as it's used for the same purposes, and even so, we don't say it's included, so certainly B'digei HaChedah, which is used for storage, that certainly that should not be included with the house. And as Rashbam states, Chedah Os L'Shmiris M'moinoi, Vein Adoim HaTashmish L'Shil Bayis, Loi Koshkein, Va Mai Itzuch L'Mahedah L'Misni. So why the Mishnah have to give the second case of Loi HaChedah Shil Fnimim Menu? We continue in Daf Samach Alfa and Beis, and the Gemara responds, Loi Tzricha, Da Afagav, the Mitzalei Mitzrei Avroi, that even though when Reuven actually wrote a deed to Shimon, he actually included this room in his legal description, that's still not considered part of the sale. And as Rashbam states, the Sachar Et Chmina, as you may have thought, Machas HaChedah, that this room would now be included in the sale, Sherei B'Tech Mitzarmu, as it's included in the legal description, Kamashmo and Masisin Loi Machal Abayis, and therefore Mishnah teaches us that Reuven only sold the house and not the Chedah, and Mahayda Matzah Chutzal Chedah, because of Beisish Aplaini, Mina Mayrev, Mitzarim Hechav Loi, that in the Chanami, although he actually included this in the legal description, he increased the legal descriptions and the meets and bounds in order to have different points that would be easy to describe, but in a chenami, he didn't mean to include the cheder, and he was only selling the actual house. And I am Top Tesis who points out, Misaf Galui, that the Re has a suffix, be it Sia, in regard to an extension, Yamina Nami Mitzaram Hechavloi, that let's say Reuven included this area in his legal description, do you say he was only increasing the legal description, but certainly only meant to sell the house, but not sell this extension? Or maybe it's only b'negei cheder where the actual usage of this room is for storage and is different than a house, then we say that although he increased his meets and bounds, he was only being hechav loi, but he really didn't mean to include it. But if Reuven actually includes a yitziah in the description of the sale, then in the chenami it must be that he meant to include this in the sale, as the yitziah and a bias does have the same usage, and therefore it's more likely that he included it in the sale. The Gemara will now continue and bring two dinim from Nachman named Rav Avua that will discuss the concept of Mitzarim Hechav Loi as Kid Rav Nachman, and just like Rav Nachman taught us, the Rav Nachman Rav Avua, as Rav Nachman taught us in name Rav Avua, Hamoicha Bayis L'Chaveru B'Yir G'dayla. In order to understand this Gemara more clearly, let's explain a B'Yir G'dayla that's similar to an apartment building, and instead of thinking of an apartment building that's built high up, it was built more like a garden apartment style, where it was spread out, and you had a main central area, which was similar to a lobby area, which was shared by all of the tenants and all of the people that owned the apartments. And Zok Rashbam, Bir Gdela, Bayez Godlu, Upsuch Loi Batim Sri Vaisav, Veina Bir Asul Tashmish, and this area, which was the lobby, is not used for Tashmish of people, El Yeshiv Hiluk Bnei Abatim, and it was used as a central gathering area and as a place that people could sit and relax and walk around. And if there's a case where Reuven and Shimon are standing within one of these apartments, Reuven said to Shimon, Bayezani Meichlecha, I'm going to sell you this house. Certainly nowadays we have apartment numbers, and therefore you would say, I'm selling you apartment 101, or I'm selling you apartment 1A. However, as Rashbam points out in Dibur Maskel K'Rab Nachman, Shelo Yodu L'Farish V'Loi Mechede Shalihi Mimarov Shal Bayis, De'in Zementa Nikar L'Anshe Eir, this is not a boundary marker that people recognize, V'Hilkel Kosev Mitzarim Anikarim, therefore he actually said other boundary markers which were more nikar to people. Therefore, Rav Nachman says, Nim Rav Bavua, Afal Pi Shemitz Loi Mitzarim Achitzainim, and even though he gave him the outer boundary markers of the entire building, Mitzarim Hechav Loi, certainly he didn't sell him the entire apartment complex, and he only sold him one apartment, and he only did this because he wanted to find more natural boundary markers and something which people will be able to realize in exactly which building he sold him this apartment. Gemara states, Hechi Dami, and what is the case that we're referring to? Ilei Medekarli Labayis Bayis Labir Bira. If we're talking about a case where people called an apartment, and the main building they called it a building, Pshita, Bayis Zavinle, Bir Loi Zavinle. So since Reuven specifically told Shimon that I'm selling you a bias, and he didn't tell him I'm selling you the entire apartment complex and the entire building, so certainly it's poshut that Shimon would only own the bias and not own it anymore, and therefore there is no chiddush in the din of Rav Nachman in the name of of Rav Barvua, and the Gemara continues, El Dolabir Nami Karla Bayis, and if you're telling me that this is an area where everyone called it upon building a bayis as well, then since they wrote in a deed that he's selling a bayis, and he also described the border markers of this property based on the outer border markers of the apartment building, certainly Ruvi meant to sell him the entire apartment building and Kula Zavin Lay, and therefore Hakram Nachman state that Mitzarim Hirchav Lay, and as Rashbam states, Kula Zavin Lay, the Kivin Leka the Karla Bayis Bayis Labir Bira, El Kula Biacha Mikri Bayis, and the entire complex is called a bayis, Iu Bayis Zavin Lay, Vikone Akol, and certainly Shimon should be coined the entire apartment complex, and the Gemara responds, Leitzricha, the Ruba Karla Bayis Bayis Labir Bira, that although most people call an apartment, and the building a building, the economy Labir Karla Bayis, but there are some people that use the term bayis to describe the entire building, and Ma'aratema, one may have thought, Kule Zavin Lay, that Ruvin meant to sell the entire bira, an entire building to Shimon, Kamash Mlon, therefore, Rav Nachman's Mechadish, Ben Havel Lumichtav, Le Shires Pesvini Eilin Klum, Vele Kosov, Shema Minah, Shiri Shire, and since Shimon, who is the buyer, realizes that Ruvin wrote in the Shtar that he's selling him a bias, since Shimon also realizes that there are many people that call an entire apartment building an apartment, but there are also those people that call one apartment a bias, so therefore, if Shimon was really buying the entire apartment complex, then he should have made sure that Ruvin should have written into the shtar, and I'm selling you everything that's included in this description, and I wasn't hechav lo hamitzarim, and specifically made sure that it was clear that he wasn't just increasing the border markers in order to make sure that it's clear that Ruvin is selling the entire building to Shimon and not just one apartment. And by the fact that Shimon did not require Ruvin to write this in the shtar, then it must be that Shimon actually was only buying one apartment unit and not the entire apartment building. Keep in mind that l'maisa Ruvin doesn't have a full-fledged raya that he didn't mean to sell the entire apartment building to Shimon, but l'maisa we have a klal that yad bala shtar tachtoino, and therefore Shimon will lose out. And the Gemara continues with another din from Rav Nachman in the name of Rav Barvua, which will be exactly like the first case that we just brought, but the first case we were talking about apartment and apartment building, and now we're talking about a sada, and Rav Nachman or Rav Barvua, Rav Nachman also stated in the name of Rav Barvua, HaMecha Sadal Chaveru Bebikah Gdeila, if Ruvin owns a lot of sadas in one area and in one plane, and Ruvin is standing in the middle of one of his sadas, and he sells to Shimon, I'm going to sell you this sada, and then they write a shtar, and when Ruvin writes a description in the shtar, he writes the meets and bounds that includes his entire area of land in this bika. For example, he describes the land that he's selling to Shimon, and he states that to the north is the sada of Levi, to the south is the sada of Yehuda, to the east is the sada of Yisachar, and to the west is the sada of Zvulun. Nachman teaches us that Afal Pisha Meitzelim Mitzara Machitzainim, that even though he actually gave him the outer borders of his entire field, Mitzarim Hechavloi, he just did this in order to give natural boundary markers, but he didn't really mean to sell him this entire property, and he only meant to sell him this one sada. Once again, the Gemara goes through the same shakel v'taya, hechidami, that what is this case that Rav Nachman is referring to? Ilema de Karli l'sada sada l'ubika buka, that if we're talking about a case where people called one field a sada, and when they were speaking about multiple fields, they would call it a bika or a plain, so pshita sada zavale, bika lay zavale, so certainly in that case, Reuven only sold one sada to Shimon, and he didn't sell all of his sadas in this plain, and therefore there's no chiddush in Rav Nachman. Once again, the Gemara states, Ve'ela de l'bika nami karla sada, and if you're going to say that everyone called a bika sada, so kula zavale, so since they actually wrote the word sada in this pshtar, and they also described the entire bika, so certainly he meant to sell him the entire area, and Reuven can't claim that he meant to sell him only one sada. Once again, the Gemara explains, Leitzricha, the ikka de l'sada karla sada l'bika bika, that there are many people that call the sada a sada, and the plane they call a plane, or some agurus like we had before, the ruba karle l'sada sada l'bika bika, or the ikonami de l'bika karle sada. However, there were also those people that used the term sada to describe an entire plane, and ma'aratema kuli zavanle, and therefore one may have thought that Shimon could have a claim to Ruvain and state that since you actually defined the entire sada based on the outer border markers, and there are also many people that call a plane a sada, so therefore Shimon could claim that you must be one of those people that also call a plane a sada, and you meant to sell me the entire plane and not just one sada. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush Rav Nachman is that Yad Bala Shtar HaTachtoino and Min Havali L'michtav Lei Loi Shairis Bezvinei Eilin Kadmai Klum V'Loi Kosev Lei Shema Minah Shiyurei Shair, that since Shimon should have realized that there could have been a question as to what Ruvain sold him, and even though Ruvain wrote the word sada in the shtar, but Ruvain may have claimed that he actually meant to sell him one sadah. So if it's really true that Shimon meant to buy the entire area and the entire plane and not just one sadah, then Shimon should have insisted that Reuven write into the shtar that I'm not keeping anything, and anything that's included in this description was included in the sale. And since he described the outer border of the sadah and of the entire plane, so then it would be clear that Shimon is entitled to the entire plane. But since this term was not written into the shtar and into the deed, so therefore it must be that Reuven only sold him one sadah and not the entire plane. Ayin Rashbam at the end of Dibur Maskil with Bikur Daila, where Rashbam is bothered, why do we look at the price that Shimon was paying either for the house or for the sadah? And based on the price that he's paying, we'd be able to determine exactly what Shimon meant to buy from Reuven and what Reuven meant to sell to Shimon. And Rashbam states, Vadom Medin Leklameimo Loy Gabi Birov Loy Gabi Bikur Da'ain Eindola Kakois, as we have a cloud that there's no din of Eindola for Kakois. We know that it's possible that someone will want a specific piece of land or a specific house, and therefore they'll pay way over market price, and therefore the din of Eindola do not apply to Kaka. However, Ayin in the end of Taisis Dibur Maskil Shmam Eindola, where Taisis states, Mashiach Pirish Reuven Shmuel Dele Shayach BeKaka Hoydos Dam Meshum Da'ain Eindola BeKakois Ein Nil Ri Dizeh Eindola Bishvil Sheshav Yosa Da'adesh Ve'avodim Nami Eindola Eindola Alexeir Sakosifu V'Shayach Shapa Hoydos Damim. Although it may be true that the din of Eindola doesn't apply to Kaka, but certainly based on the value that someone will pay, we'll be able to determine what his intent was and what he intended to buy or what he intended to sell. Then Taisis continues that even though we have a cloud that Ein Eindola Kakois, however, Taisis holds that the din of Ein Eindola Kakois means that if Reuven sells something to Shimon and he increases the price by exactly 1/6 more than the market rate, then you would not have to return the shtus. However, certainly if someone sells a property for more than 1/6 of the market price, then certainly the din of Bittul Mekach does apply. And I and other Rishonim who hold that even though there's the din of Ein Eindola Kakois, but to gain any amount up to double, however, once you go over to double the market price, then certainly the din of Bittul Mekach applies. Ayin Shom and Ayin in Taisis, how he explains our Gemara. And the Gemara continues that we just saw two different members of Rab Nachman who said a din over in the name of Rab Bavua, one Bidegeya Bayas and Bira, and one Bidegeya Sada and Bika. And it seems that they're both filling us the same din, and therefore the Gemara states, Vitzricha, and Rab Nachman had to teach us both dinim, the Yashbin and Bayas, as if he would only tell us the din, Bidegeya Bayas, Mishum, the Hotashmishta Luchud, the Hotashmishta Luchud. So in that case, we understand that there's a major chil between a Bayas and a Bira, as a Bayas or an apartment is used for living, and a Bira is used by all of the residents in order to sit and relax, and therefore, since they have separate tashmishtin, so certainly when Reuven rode into the shtar that he's selling Shimon a bias, he meant to sell him one apartment and not the entire complex. However, the Gemara continues, Avo bika de kulachad de tashmishtihi, but benegei a plane where all the sodis in this plane are used for the same tashmish, and they're all going to be used to plow and to plant, so ema kulis avale, so maybe even though Reuven wrote to Shimon that I'm selling you a sodah, he meant to sell him the entire plane, especially since he actually wrote the outer boundaries of his entire plane. Therefore, Rav Nachman had to teach us then b'negei the case of bika v'yashmin and bika, and if Rav Nachman only tells the case of a bika and sada mishum d'loy havalei l'mimtzalei, as in that case Reuven didn't have any other way to describe the sada, and therefore he described his entire sada, and of course he meant to say I'm only selling you one sada amongst my sadas that are in this plane. However, as the Gemara continues, avabayis the havalei l'mimtzalei v'loy mutzalei kulei zavalei, but b'negei an apartment where every single apartment is a bit different than the other, and therefore there would have been a way for Reuven to describe the actual apartment that he's selling to Shimon. And as Rashbam states, Avagavi Birish Asuya Binyana Mishun and Zemizah, Bain Burecha Bain Bairich Bain Begaiva Vaivak Solim, Vayach Limtsa Vlichtavaisai, Bayish Asuk Kain Vikain Mizrach, Vichain Lachoruach Ruach, Umulay Asakain, Ikalamema the Kulaz Oven. And since Reuven did not describe that particular apartment and instead described the outer boundaries of the entire building, so maybe we would say that in a Hanami, Reuven can't claim that he only sold him one apartment, and Shimon could claim that Reuven must have sold him the entire apartment complex. But Tzricha, and that is why Rav Nachman had to teach us that even in this case, Reuven only sold Shimon one apartment and not the entire apartment complex. And Gemara continues, Kaman Ozla Hadam Rav Mori brought by Shmuel Mishmei Dabaya, that who is the following member that was said over from Rav Mori, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, that said this over the name of Abaya. Hai man de mazmali mi dil chavre, that if someone sells something to his friend, that I didn't leave over anything in the sale at all, and anything that's included in the description is included in the sale. The Gemara explains, Kaman, Rav Nachman on Rav Bavua, that certainly it is going like the Shita Rav Nachman named Rav Rabba Avuah, that since Rabbi Nachman stated that we always have to be concerned that potentially someone was Hechav Loi Mitzarim, and he really didn't mean to sell him everything that was included in the description. So therefore, in order to make sure that you're buying what you think you're buying, and you're going to get everything that you intend to buy, so every purchaser should require a seller to write that I didn't leave over anything in the sale and anything in the description that I will keep at all, as Rashbam explains, and this way you make certain that the meicha can't taina mitzar mechafti v'yafsalekech, and the buyer will lose out. Let's keep in mind that we mentioned many times that when the Gemara brings down Rab Mori brought by Shmuel, the reason why it doesn't bring down his father's name is because his father's name was Iser, and he actually was one of those that captured Shmuel's daughter, and he was mezana with her, and they had a child, Rab Mori, and ultimately Iser was megayer. But since Rab Mori was her rosh shleib b'kedusha v'leidasa b'kedusha, therefore we call him based on his mother's name, and we call Rab Mori brought by Shmuel. And Ayin Rashi Masechtas Brachas on Daf Tazayin that says a similar idea. However, Ayin and Taisis on Daf Kuf Mem Tesem and Aleph brings from the Yerushalmi that Bashmuel stated Nishbesi Yutayrani, and she wasn't mizana with anyone, and therefore this child was definitely her full fledged child and came from a Jew and not from Isagura. Therefore, they explain that the only reason why Agamara states Rab Mori brought by Shmuel is because we want to be Miachas Rab Mori based on Shmuel, who is such a great person, and it's brought down from the Chuvas HaGoinim that Lolo and Rab Mori brought Bas Shmuel Yichzul Bas Shmuel and Rab Shmuel Bas Shelus Ben Achayse Shorab Chia V'Chayim Ben Achayse Shu Rab Yitzchak Bas Shmuel Bar Mato Damamar Iva V'Chana V'Shelus Mato Rab Chia Kul Bnei Abba Ba'Acha Salam Mikapri Kol Zem Pikvaydi Shorab Chia, and this was all done because of the cover of Chia, etc. The Gemara continues. Ahu Da'Amal L'Chavri, Reuven said to his friend Shimon, I'm selling you those lands that I bought from Rab Chia. And Lemaisa Reuven had two parcels of land that was called the fields of Rab Chia, as he bought both of these parcels from Rab Chia. Shimon claimed they should have a right to both of these parcels, and Reuven said that I only wanted to sell you one of the parcels, and I will choose which parcel I want to sell to you. And Rav Ashi stated that since he used the lotion of Arad Be Chia, that I'm selling you the land of Chia, so since he used the Lashon Yochid and now Lashon Rabim, therefore it's Muchach that Reuven only meant to sell you one piece of land and not two parcels of land, and Reuven will be the one that will determine which land he was selling you, as Yad Balashtar Atachtoino. The Gemara continues with similar dinim, the Omele Arata, and if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you lands, then Miyad Arata Shtayim, since he used the Lashon Rabim, and we know that a Miyad Rabim is two, so therefore Reuven has to give Shimon two parcels of land, but Reuven could choose which parcels of land he wants to give him. In addition, V'amalei Kolorato, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you all of my land, then Kolorato de Islay, then Reuven meant to sell Shimon all of his lands, Libar Mibustne Umpadise. However, this Lashon that is used does not include any orchards or any vineyards. And as Rashbam says, Bustne Ginois, gardens, Upadise, and Krumim, and vineyards. Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, who explains, Bustne Ginois Shalilonis, an orchard of trees, Upadise Ginois Yarek, and a vegetable garden. Gemara continues, V'yamalei Zira, and if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm going to sell you my entire estate, afilu bei bustni padise, then Reuven means to sell to Shimon all of his lands, as well as his orchards, as well as his vegetable gardens and his vineyards. However, l'bar mi bati v'avodi, this loshin doesn't include his houses or his avodim. And we continue in Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, V'yamalei Nechasai, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you my assets, then Reuven means to sell Shimon all of his assets, afilu bati v'avde, and even his houses and even his avodim knanim. However, Zokt Rashbam al metatli loy, but he doesn't mean to sell him any of his metatlin ad omalei kol nechasai until he says, I'm selling you all of my assets, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.